So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive.
Hitting unmute. There we go. I love it. We're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host today. I'm John. But I don't do it alone, because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, bud? How you doing today?
I'm doing my brother. You know what? I just noticed my full name is on here. I don't know how that happened. That's pretty weird. But yeah. I did not do that.
No.
But how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Man, we got a good show tonight.
We do got a good show. Very good guest. Very good guest.
We got a good guest, man. We got some awesome guests tonight. Tonight is it's episode 40, and we're going to have episode 40. I know. We got a special guest. Miss Deanna Beckett is in the green room and going to be joining us, buddy.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We got to talk with her a little bit pre-show, and she's awesome. She's funny. And she's got a great story, and it's going to be wonderful. She's a bestseller, Amazon Books bestseller. It's going to be great.
I love getting the authors on the show.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But before we get started, guys, well, I always like to tell you how we came up with Light It Up Live. It was pulled from the Bible. It came from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time.
Absolutely.
And you guys don't forget to go to YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel, man. And in the search bar, put at Light It Up Live, all one word. And do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button, man. Hit the like, the share button, and help support the show, man. And spread the love.
Right. Spread the love.
Spread the love. So, how was your day, buddy?
A little busy, you know.
Yeah. You worked.
Yeah, I got
today,
talked
didn't
into
you?
Working. Yeah. And it was a pretty big project, you know, got it done. Yeah. Everybody was cool. You know, I mean, I don't speak Spanish, so, you know, I didn't get to talk to anybody today, but that's okay. You know what I mean? Sign language. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a charades pro. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're over here doing the YMCA, like, hey, guys. Anyway. But, yeah, got off, at 6:30? Had to come home, throw the green screen on, you know?
Yeah, put the green screen up, get show prep, get ready.
Right? Super fast.
So fast. I'm scared to ask you this today, buddy.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
Come on, man. Ask me what? Ask me what?
Do you have a spotlight for us today, bud?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
This one's going to shoot it to the moon, buddy. Heck yeah. I'm telling you what. Ain't nothing take off like this one.
It's time for Josh's spotlight.
Come on.
Okay. You know what time it is.
You gonna be salty. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Spotlight.
Spotlight. Ah. That's my favorite part. The horns.
Yeah.
We might have to trim
What you got
it
for today's I'm Josh's spotlight, my brother.
All right, today my spotlight is the earth ain't round. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding with you, right? Right? Flat as a board. No, I'm not saying that, okay? What I'm saying is I believe we're round, okay? I do. And my spotlight's on the great debate. Like, honestly, man, there's not a better debate there in the world because it harms nobody. You know what I mean? It's just one of those, I can't believe you. This person would think, oh, I couldn't believe they would believe. You know what I mean? So it's wholesome. It's friendly, bro. I can dig it. All right. The only one part of the debate that I'm stone set on is them launching those people to the moon on April Fool's Day was no. It was no. It never happened, bro. It never happened. You know what I'm saying? These people didn't go slingshotting around the moon, floating around. Like, look, you're in it. Okay. You're in the spaceship. Instead of shooting live video out the window, man, we want to see it. That's what you went up there for, so we could see it. I don't want to see you doing backflips and catching water in your mouth. You know what I mean? Nothing makes me feel like you are full of stuff, you know, quite like, you know, hey, look, I can do a backflip. I can do a backflip in a swimming pool too. No problem. Oh, swimming pool, you know, but yeah. And then they did a buzz around the moon. All right. And they took a photograph of the old site where they landed before. And I mean, this American flag and that thing looked like a patch on a jacket. I mean, it was so red, white, and blue. Red and blue was just so bright, like the sun never touched it or something, man. You know, you live in Florida, bro. Put a flag outside your house. You go summer.
I don't live on the moon, so I don't know how the sun affects the moon.
But, okay. Anyway, you know, one summer, the flag's faded. You know what I mean? The sun affects everything. You know what I mean? It's the sun, you know? But it's faded within a year, man. You know what I mean? This thing here, how many years was that? I don't even care. But the original one was a hoax. You already know because they had the pictures in the paper the next day. I mean, come on, man. We didn't have that kind of technology to throw a photo that many miles away the very next day. But that was my spotlight. My spotlight is pretty much, you know, hey, find debates that are good like that. You know, conspiracy theories are the best ones to have too. They don't really harm anybody. Well, unless
I don't know. I'm so down for a good friendly debate, man. What I don't like is when people start taking it too serious and start name calling and you know, I mean, I don't like it.
Ventura, what's up, bud?
Out from Facebook. You guys, don't forget, if you want to interact with the show just like Mr. Ventura Riviera did, go over there and you can chat with us. A lot of times Josh will jump in there and he'll talk back with you.
Yeah, once in a while. Once in a while. Now, if your conspiracy theories are about people, then that could go south. But that's my spotlight, bro. You know what I mean? Nice, quick, and easy.
Brother, good right. Spotlight. That was relatively painless.
Yeah, you're all right. You're all right.
He said, now you're safe.
We're flat, and there's this big ice wall that's around us, and you know, there's land past that. Odin lives out there. All right. Santa Claus, too.
You're stupid.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Easter Bunny told me. He hopped on over here. He was like, yo, me and the Tooth Fairy was like, check it out, bro. We're going to let you know it's real. Okay. I'm done. I'm sorry.
That's amazing. Before we bring our best guest on, you guys, let's tell you about W Energy. If you go over to W Energy and go to W.GG, and whenever you check out in the discount code, put at Light It Up Live, all one word, you'll get 10% off. W has clean, smooth energy, no sugar added, has a bunch of unique flavors, and it's got focus ingredients in it, guys. It's got coffee fruit extract plus vitamins and amino acids that your brain needs to perform. So go check it out. And when you check out, put in that discount code, it's all on us, at Light It Up Live, and the discount code, and you'll get 10% off. Go check out W.
10%. That's what's up.
10%
on the Everybody use 10%.
Look at us helping them out, bro. Look at us.
You know, look at them. Look at this camera. I mean,
the camera's falling. It's kind
Isn't
of
that
dope.
Cool?
Yeah, it is fancy.
Looks like Johnny Five.
Our next guest is Miss Deanna Beckett. And this is going to be good. She's about to come on. She's a professional speaker, an author, an entrepreneur, and she's a health and freedom coach. So, man, let's give it up for Miss Deanna Beckett.
All right. All right.
Yay. Hello, Deanna, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good. How was your day today? You're in Florida too, ain't you?
We are on the East Coast, just a little east of you. We can see the launches. I love another conspiratorial mind. So
I know.
Right.
I'm just chuckling it up.
Yep. beautiful weather and enjoying being outside.
Yeah, it was gorgeous today here in Florida. For everybody that ain't in Florida. Oh. Ha-ha.
Yeah, right.
We are.
Yeah, they're gonna call and be like, talk to us in August. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was talking to Miss Deanna through emails, man. She's got such an interesting story, and her bio was just intrigued me. So I was like, absolutely, let's have Miss Deanna on here with us and join the show.
Absolutely.
So tell us about yourself, Deanna. Where did it all start? What's your story?
Well, before I kick into my story, I wanted to just thank you for the theme. I love the word light, and it fits with my word shine and your Bible verse, Genesis. Mine comes from Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fitting. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And then it goes on, but it's
on.
That because if we're not the light and we're getting bogged down in the yuck and the muck, who's going to be the light for everybody? You know, our job is to be that light. We are the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely.
But my story doesn't come with all of that light and shine. It comes from, you know, a background of just plain old boring bringing up and making yucky choices and getting out of those choices. Obviously that was not, you know, all on my own doing. That was God reaching down and going, wake up, shake up, knock it off. But I was born and raised in North Dakota, and I was just on the Facebook page, and I think my friend from North Dakota is on. So I want to say hi to Jody if she's on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And she was part of my upbringing. She and I were in grade school together. But born and raised in North Dakota, family kind of grew into church and became believers as I was growing up. And so, I mean, we were churchgoers, but, you know, we're not, you know, a whole lot of building of that faith, just kind of plodding along, and got through high school, changed towns in the gigantic state of North Dakota, and went to youth group, did church stuff, just grew up, and then I graduated and hit college and got my freedom. And boy, did we make some stupid choices in college. You know, the drinking and the, thank goodness I didn't get into drugs, but drinking, carousing, you know, that those poor choices. And I ended up pregnant at 18. And had a baby when I was 19 and decided to give her up for adoption. And hardest choice of my life. But with that, you know, I wish that was the, you know, like you're plodding along and all of a sudden, boing, you change and you start, you know, following, you know, God's track for your life. Well, no, there was, you know, still a few more years of stupidity, but God still had me. And it was just totally a God thing. So with that, giving that baby up for adoption came a lot of guilt. Not necessarily remorse for the choice, but the remorse for my lifestyle choices, and then anger and bitterness toward the whole, you know, the whole boy situation and everything, and carried that into my marriage. So I moved one state south to South Dakota, and met my future husband, and I tell people, I say, be careful what you pray for. Because I remember not having a lot of patience, and sometimes God tests us with that as well. But oh, I yeah. said, I need patience, Lord. And he gave me a husband. Then we grew into that. And I said, I think I need more patience, Lord. And he gave me children. And then the ultimate was, Lord, I need more patience. And then he called me to homeschool my children. Now I am the person.
There you go.
In college, I was the person that would walk down the store in Walmart, grocery aisle, whatever. And I would hear children screaming in the other aisle. I was the person that yelled, "Shut your kids up." I was that person. I did not like children.
Yeah, but that's good because that instills stranger danger. You know what I mean? That good lady, could have hurt you.
Or we tell our kids that, you know, that's oh my goodness, what do you call it? Anyway, I was that person, and so I, when I was called to homeschool, I think my parents looked at me like I was, you know, three headed, and they were like, "You spend that much time with children, 24/7?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I'm feeling." And we walked through it, and I had my paperwork in hand when my son was three to put him into preschool, just kind of following the steps of family. And it's interesting, Dr. Dobson came on Focus on the Family, and he had a week-long session, and I was listening to him very religiously, and he had a week-long session on homeschooling. And then I met a homeschool mom, and I went, "All right, I get it. This is what I'm called to do." And so with that, raising children, I don't know if you guys have kids, but completely shift your mindset, your trajectory, your it shifts your mouth. I swore I cussed like a sailor when I was in college. And I'm really sad to say that 2020 really brought that back into my life. But we have grown and gotten better on that as well. But anyway,
we got cheated.
and more than that. But yeah. Anyway, so with that, I've lost my thought. Anyway, it'll come back to me. But with that, I joined Bible study. You know, we still churched, but church didn't grow me. I've discovered that, you know, it's not about the religion.
Amen.
It's about the relationship. I grew in my faith through a particular Bible study that I went to yearly for about 8 years, and eventually did some teaching and leading in that, and brought my kids through that, and just grew and matured. And there's a phrase that one of my mentors that I listen to quite a bit and read a lot, John Maxwell, he talks about his dad and how he complimented his dad about being so positive and grateful. And he says, you know, with your age, you become wise. And his father says, not always. Sometimes age comes alone. I'm glad. And my focus is to, you know, pour into people that I coach, some of my teams, that the wisdom and discernment and the light like you guys bring.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's
makes powerful. You feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, like, I don't people, know. I like to be cheery. You know?
Yeah. Every day, Josh. Every morning. Sometimes, Josh, a little too cheery in the morning for other people.
I'm telling you, man. I will talk to you.
People at work
so
are like,
much.
Man, I don't want to be happy right now.
Too bad, bro. You ain't got to get away from me.
I've had friends of mine actually get let go of their job because they were too friendly.
Wow.
And a lot of it was, you know, like an attorney, like a divorce attorney. They didn't like the positivity in their office. I'm like,
right.
Go somewhere else. Absolutely.
Right. Like, could you imagine, like, can you help me out in this case? He's like, I got you, man. You'll get everything. Like, yeah, you can't be too friendly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like you lied to me.
Now, people see you today, Miss Deanna, confident speaking, inspiring others. They don't always see the 19-year-old version of you, though. Who was she? Who was 19-year-old Deanna?
Very low confidence, low self-esteem. But I faked it on the outside. My smile was fake. But when I went home, like a lot of people, maybe in general, but a lot of young people, I've discovered that with you know, my kids when I talk to them, that they don't like being alone with their thoughts. They don't like being quiet and still. And it wasn't until, you know, I was alone with, you know, raising my kids, and it was just peaceful. You got out of the noise. But a lot of times, a lot of people have a tough time sitting still and alone and quiet with their thoughts, and getting real, getting truthful. The word repent is frightening to people, but it's just growing back closer with God. And you know, getting back in touch and slowing down so you can hear him.
Amen.
So that 19-year-old was, you know, loud, rowdy, partier, didn't like to slow down, loved to be with people. Now it's amazing. I love being with people, but it exhausts me. I have to withdraw and go back to the quiet for a few days to unwind.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. Because, I mean, that energy that you push onto other people, it takes from you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. When we're done, I'll be like, ah. Oh.
Right.
It takes a lot of energy to be up and positive and grateful and keep that. I mean, when I go back into, you know, my off-screen stuff, it's, we still have to, you know, maintain that gratitude and that positivity. Otherwise, we get down and down. I was telling a friend just the other day, I came off of a 2-week slump. And if I get down in a slump and a funk that I just, you know, feel like the world is against me and everything's, and you watch any part of the news and that gets you down further. And it took me 2 weeks to get out of that slump and I finally got back up. So I've got a secret what I use and what I do that I'll share whenever you're ready.
Oh, we're ready.
Are you ready?
I know the secret.
All right. The secret is talking to yourself. And how do we do that? Not in the typical way. Oh, you're worthless. You can't do anything. I can't believe you did that. You hear that stuff in your head, don't you? Sometimes I feel like I'm not on social media enough. I'm on social media too much. I'm following negative things. But speaking God's word out loud is my secret. Because when you speak it out, it goes right back in. And when you speak it out, it goes right back in.
I like
good
that.
Stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I think it was from March. Actually, I have the book right next to me. I am a gel pen-aholic, an addict. And I spent time from, I think it was October 24 to October 25, writing in a journal. And I don't know if anybody else does journaling. A lot of times my journal is, you know, what I did, what I ate, what I weigh, something, you know, sometimes we'd write, you know, prayers. And I was just, and I've got some notes in there that'll, you know, that kind of sidetrack, but most of it is taking the Bible verses, which I learned from another mentor of mine, Joyce Meyer, and writing them in first person. And so that they become yours. And I would love to read a few if you want me to. And so I, in this 2-week funk, I kind of shunned my book. I was like, I don't want to go there. I wanted to stay in that funk. I wanted to stay down and moody and that kind of attitude. And I just looked at that book and went, nope. It was too much light for my darkness that I was mystering in. And so I dug back into it and I just opened it like first page and I went, all right, bang, bang, bang. And had I known what God was calling me to do with this little book, And this, it's not even something that, you know, that I promote or anything. It's just something I do internally. But had I not had that written out to go over, you know, open and go, there's the bright side again. Who knows where I could have been. I probably could have been still in a stinky mood, but, just this example, Psalm 62:6, he is my rock. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. And Psalm 63:11, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. Proverbs 27:2, let another praise me and not my own mouth. And verse 9, oil and perfume makes the heart glad. So a man's counsel is sweet to his friend. And there are so many more. And it just hearing that, how does that make you guys feel when you hear positive words like that? Does it give you power?
Absolutely.
Gives you confidence.
Absolutely.
That's where I built my confidence. I mean, I didn't do this when I was 19. It took me 10, 15 years because, you know, we like to sit in our own pew. Just fester.
Now we talked about at 19, you had an abortion. I'm sure that was a super tough decision. And but now you're a mom. Now you're a mother. You're raising kids and or raised kids. How did that shape what kind of mother you became? Did the abortion shape you differently when you became a mom?
I actually gave up my baby for adoption.
Yeah.
So a little bit different, but
I got you.
A lot bit different.
Yeah, but that's it's still a loss. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the big things where I focused is I wanted to change that generational curse because my mom had me out of wedlock. I had a baby out of wedlock, and I wanted to make sure I instilled a better ethic, a better faith into my kids, and a better confidence so that they would go on and make better choices. And so far, so great. 25 and 27, and they're still waiting for God's spouse that I have prayed for each of them to come along. So it is great not to have, have had them follow in my footsteps. So that was my focus. And then, of course, really digging into my faith and building that foundation. So even if there's, bad habits that, my kids get into or walk through, there's that foundation. And that's all we can ask for in anything. We lay that foundation and they may stray, but it's planted there and they'll come back.
Now, that foundation builds patience. Yeah. Yeah. I got a lot of kids.
Would you ask for a lot of patience?
No, I was a very impatient person. And then God blessed me with two autistic children. Uh-huh. And I'm going to tell you what. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I needed.
Make you patient, yeah.
Oh, very much so. I love them to death. They're the best.
Nice.
They cuss at me sometimes, And you got to accept it,
Right.
It's like, hey, don't let them do that. Like, you can't stop it. They're autistic. Okay. All right. Praise Jesus.
So, Deanna, now you're a speaker. You're a writer. You're out there impacting people. What made Deanna finally say, it's time to share my story? It's time. What made you decide that?
It was when I wrote my first book. I actually attended an event with a book coach and just really connected there. And he walked me through the process of self-publishing. And I chose Benjamin Franklin's 13 Virtues. So you can see Ben's image there. And how they relate, but his virtues along with stories of Dakota Prairie living. So hence the windmill there. And just life lessons I've learned through other people, because the best lessons you can have are the working, learning through other people's mistakes, because when we learn through our mistakes, they're more expensive. So when you learn from other people's mistakes,
I'd rather see it happen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I put my story of giving up my baby for adoption in this book. And that was the shift. I actually had to, think about it. I talked to my sister about it because she was 13 when I came home and announced that I was pregnant. And my daughter was 13 when I was thinking of breaking the news to my kids. And she said, don't do it yet. Wait a few years, because she said, and it brought me to tears because she told me, it made me, it really rocked her world when I came home and told her at that age. And so we waited a couple of years, worked on the book and put my story in there. And I, told my kids because I wanted to bring that story to other people. A lot of times, I'm talking to, women's groups, but, a lot of the life lessons work both ways. It doesn't always have to be women. And I've had different church groups where I've spoken. I've had ladies come up to me and just weep on my shoulder. And she says, thank you for your story, because they were on the other end. They had adopted baby. And they just, they heard my story, my end of it. And there's other people that are making similar mistakes. And you're not stuck there. God forgives anything and everything.
Absolutely. Amen. Yeah.
And now you're working on a second book, right?
Second book just published. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And
what's funny is we talk about, 2020 and all that, jazz that comes in. I had the image and, the title chosen in probably about 2018, 2019. And it sat and I started, making notes, putting things together, laying it out, just pittering in it. And in 2020, when we were furloughed and things like that, I was thinking I should probably work on this, and we just got distracted, did other things, and got angry at the world. But it is what it is. And then finally, I think it was May of last year, I found my Google Doc of my transcript on the page or on, you know, on the computer on my laptop. And I just felt this nudge of, I need to finish this. And, you know, it's similar to the first one, but this one is 99 little chapters, short little chapters of ways to shine with people. Silly things, too. So, like, when you open it up, it's broken down into four sections, and that is shine at work, shine at home, shine on the road, and shine with finances. And as you can tell on the top, it says common values brought to light, one shockingly good.
And what's that called again, Deanna?
Shocking your shtick.
Shtick. I love shtick. That. Yeah. Shtick. Yeah. I haven't heard the word shtick in a long time.
Shtick. And there's a couple different definitions of shtick, and I'll go over them.
Yeah.
But like shine at home. Here's one silly one. Common values. I mean, this is common sense stuff. Replace the toilet paper roll. Shine with toilet paper. I mean, isn't it plastic? You know, you go in and sit down to do your business, and there's no toilet paper.
No, you're
and
like, look at that.
Beside somebody's... you, and you're, you know, you got to shift and pull everything back up and go chase down, roll the toilet paper.
You got to shift.
You got to shift. And I did that just last week in church. I was finishing off the roll, and I was just like, da-da-da-da-da, and I looked over and went,
oh, no.
The toilet paper is behind me. Replace the roll. And I did. I was like, all right, I'm going to be what I am in my book. So, but shtick has two different meanings. One is, or a couple of them, is one's special trait, interest, or activity. So a lot of people know or are familiar with that. You know, how we, you know, just kind of roll with our shtick. But it's also talent, style, or habit. So I love that it relates to habits. And these are, you know, again, my first book was about habits. And the second book is about habits, but just 99 of them. And how you can shine with other people by doing simple little things. Putting your grocery cart back. Traveling on the road. Have grace when you're driving. Last Facebook, my first Facebook Live was last month. And we talked about thinking about other people while you're driving. Don't be an idiot. There are things people are going through that you have no idea. And, you know, if they're speeding by you and driving like a moron, slow down and just give them space and just think they're, you know, racing home to do something. You never know.
Now, DeannaBeckett.com. What can they find at DeannaBeckett.com?
They can contact me there. If they, you dig hard enough, you can actually find my personal email and phone number. I'm open and welcome to, you know, have conversation, to talk. My coaching is on there. The books are on there as well. But if you want to go direct to shockingyourshtick.com, that will go give you opportunity to click right over to Amazon. Just some background gives. I talk about my story and hopefully give some encouragement and bring some light into your life.
Amen. Amen. So they can go right there to shockingyourshtick.com and get the book, or they can just go to Amazon, right? And search for the book titles and they can find the books there.
Absolutely.
Right. And the first one that you wrote is called Cultivating Your Character.
Yep.
And for you guys watching, it's on the screen right now. I love the cover. That's great.
Yeah. I like that.
That's cool. Right.
I like
it. I didn't even notice Ben until you said something.
Paperback and Kindle are on Amazon of that, but if you want a hardcover, okay. I've got some in my hand, so just contact me personally. I'll sign it for you and mail it to you personally.
And then the one that she just put out, you guys, is called Shocking Your Shtick, 99 Ways to Shine with People.
And it's a little one. And that one's paperback only right now. I'm working on the Kindle, launching that, and the audio. I've recorded it all, but you know how technology is.
Yeah.
It's slow in getting it up and running.
Yeah. Now, before we get into my final thoughts, I always got one final question for you. And my final question today is, what would you say to someone listening right now who feels like their story started the wrong way and they think it's too late to change the ending?
It's never too late. There, you can be 99 years old and on your deathbed, and you can say, Jesus, forgive me. I want to be your follower. The man at the cross, we were reminded of our Easter service, that the man at the cross went to heaven and you know, St. Peter asked him, how did you get here? I have no idea. The guy on the middle cross told me I could come with him. And so it's never too late. We think that we've got to have our shtick together. We have to have our stuff looking good. And you look at us on the camera and you think, oh my gosh, they have their life together. I'll get off of this and probably, you know, fall into an hour long slump. We don't always have it always together, and it's okay as long as you come back and focus on what truly matters, and that is God in your life and the relationship with Him, and how He's called us, He's called you to be a light to other people. And it's not until we love ourselves without an ego that we can pour that love and pour that light out into other people.
Amen. I love that. Pour our love and light into other people. I love that, Josh.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. Well, Miss Deanna, before I get into my final thoughts, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. You were just as great as I thought you were going to be, and you're such a blessing. You always got a friend here with Josh and myself here at Light It Up Live. Anytime you want to promote a book, anytime you want to come on and just hang out, or if you need to promote anything, you come right here and you come to Light It Up Live. We're here for you, okay?
Well, keep shining.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you. Thank so, you.
This here, this is my final thoughts. Sometimes life doesn't start the way we planned. Sometimes one decision, one moment, can feel like it changes everything. And for some people listening right now, you've been carrying that moment quietly, heavily, for years. But what Deanna showed us tonight is something powerful. Your story doesn't end where the pain began. It doesn't end in the mistake. It doesn't end in the heartbreak. And it definitely doesn't end in the shame. But because God doesn't write stories like that. He takes the very thing that the world tells you should break you, and He builds something through you. Tonight we heard about loss, we heard about sacrifice, and we heard about a decision that most people couldn't even imagine making. But we also heard about redemption, a life rebuilt, a family raised, a voice that now reaches out to others, helping them laugh, heal, and rise. That's what God does. He doesn't waste pain. He transforms it. So if you're listening right now and you feel like your story started the wrong way, hear me clearly. You're not disqualified. You're not too far gone, and you're not defined by your lowest moment. You're being shaped for something greater. And one day, just like Deanna, your story won't be something you hide. It'll be something that helps someone else survive. So don't give up, don't shut down, and don't let the enemy convince you that your story is over. Because with God, it's just getting started. Those are my final thoughts.
Amen, amen. Well, plus you can't break our generation anyway. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, we all had a rocky start, you know.
That's right. So we keep going, break that Gen X.
Yeah.
We just talked about that Gen X. Well, thank you, Miss Deanna. It was such a blessing having you on here with us. And like we said, if you ever need us, you reach out to us here, Light It Up Live. We're going to be here for you all the time. Okay. So thank you so much. God bless you. You guys go check out her book. It's on Amazon. Two books, as a matter of fact. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good one.
Good show, buddy.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
guest.
I was just kidding about my, you know what I'm saying, getting y'all salty on my stuff, you know.
No, that's funny. I love it. That's my dog, you know what I mean? Yeah. I love it. It's good. It's, you know what I mean? What fun would the world be if we all agreed on everything? We all like the same football teams. We all had the same beliefs. You know what I mean? What?
Who would win the Super Bowl? And who would care?
What that be? You know, but the world is round. Okay, you guys. Don't forget to check us out next week at the same time here on Light It Up Live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. And do me a favor and remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
Peace.
stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes.